Yeah, we got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Hey, man, speed this shit up, man.
Shut up. But before we start the show, remember, everybody, you can support the Hawes Twins at officialhawestwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today.
There you go.
Come take it.
Yeah.
Bang, bang. You ain't taking it. Yeah, I got the military brown.
Yeah.
Got the new military brown in.
Shut up.
Or get you a patriotic hat. Or maybe some Berry products. Use discount code SELLOUT. I'll give you 20% off.
Man, why are you going? That's for black people.
Yeah, black people call it sellouts.
No, that discount code is for black people. Sellout?
Yeah.
That's for them. The white people, y'all get the best one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Black people, you use sellout. Because that's what you are because you watch us.
Yeah.
If you're white, it's easy. White privilege. You get 20.5% off. Gotta give you more than the black person. Because it's white privilege.
Oh, y'all both get the same, man.
Oh, man, let's rub it in. Let's make it 22%.
No, man, let's get serious on this.
You know how many people we could trigger with that?
No.
Hey, hold up. You getting white people 22%?
Hey, come on. Let's get serious on this.
You know black people, they ain't using that damn sellout. I'm using white privilege.
Yeah, they smart, huh?
Yeah, black people smart. They ain't stupid.
Yeah, see, Joe Biden said y'all stupid. Y'all couldn't use a computer. You know the black people now. I'm going to use the damn white privilege. They don't know.
They on the computer and everything.
Yeah, but anyway. All right, let's get serious on this. All right, we talked about this story yesterday where a young lady lost her life in an interaction with police.
Because, her name was Nakia Hobart.
Yeah, but she shot the cop first.
Yeah.
Right?
She might have shot him twice before he got around.
I mean, she grabbed the gun. The cop saw her pick up the gun. Mm-hmm. The cop even said, you know what? Hey, drop the gun.
He told her twice to drop the gun.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't. I said this in yesterday's video.
That cop is a better man than me. If you just refuse to rest, I just tase you. And he was so patient and calm. He saw her pick up the gun.
Yeah.
He told her twice, please put the gun down.
Yeah.
Can you put the gun down?
Yeah. And this is what I said in yesterday's video.
If I was a cop, I'd have been, I guess you call me dirty cop, man. Because I ain't going to tell you to put that gun down.
Hey,
Well, I'm going to tell her to put the gun down. She refused to ask why I'm going to tell her to put the gun down. You think she picked the gun up so I can tell her to put it down?
That's what I was about to say before you cut me off. This is a one-man show we got going here, huh?
Yeah, man, you need to step your game up. I'm tired of carrying all the dead weight on this show.
Hey, look here, seriously. But the reason why we want to talk about this, let's get serious on this.
Getting serious.
Right. Now, look at how the news portrayed this story.
You're watching the moments before Friday morning's officer-involved shooting. She arrived at this parking lot to see the car her daughter was driving in a ditch. Her daughter already on the way to Skyline Medical Center, where she eventually died.
The people standing across the street at the gas station was telling me that the police had fired into a car 7 times.
Police say Officer Josh Baker returned fire at Nika Hobart, who was pulled over in a car belonging to someone with outstanding warrants.
As far as I'm concerned, the police killed my daughter. My daughter was a good girl. I'm not understanding how did this turn into a shooting? Why is my daughter dead?
Just bring your bag out here. Okay. Ma'am, stop going through it. You can step right back here. What did you take out of it?
Nothing. I was
okay. Okay. All right, listen. Just come back here. I think we're getting off on the wrong foot, okay? This is...
Yes. It's probably another day.
Now, this is for black people. Look here. The police is not hunting down black people just due to the fact that you're black.
Yeah, they're not treating it like it's a sport.
Yeah, they're not out there hunting you down.
Even though LeBron James said we're being hunted down like animals. LeBron James is a moron. Don't listen to him. He's just a basketball. He can dribble. He can cross you up. He can break your ankles. He can dunk on you. But when it comes to politics, don't listen to LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron's.
If he want to teach you how to do a good crossover, LeBron. If you want to hear what really happened, you listen to us.
Yeah, in all seriousness.
Yeah.
And it's like, black people got to understand, on the left, the news media, the Democrats, the politicians, they're actually exploiting deaths of black people for political gain.
Yeah. The more they keep y'all upset and the more y'all think this country is systemically racist and y'all being hunted down like animals, the Democrats are going to play that race card on you.
Yeah, the whole point of this news clip that they showed in the local area and all over wherever it went.
It was Nashville.
Is just to, is so black people have the impression that cops, white cops, are hunting you down like animals. That's not what happened. She actually had the audacity to say that her daughter was a good girl and she don't know how this happened.
Yeah.
Let me show you how this happened if you missed yesterday's video.
Your favorite channel.
No, hold turn on. Around. Don't put me in handcuffs. I haven't done anything wrong.
Ma'am.
No, don't put me
you're about
in.
To get tased.
No, no, no.
Get down. No, get down on the ground. Down on the ground. Step out. Ma'am, put the gun down.
Do
23 shots fired. Shots fired.
10-4, 13
key 5 code 3. Yeah. Yeah, for that news, for that local news media, whoever shot this, you know, covered this story,
yeah.
Her mom should have never been there. Should have never been there.
Well, y'all that
should
was have the told, whole point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You should have aired the story. You should have showed what happened. Her mom wouldn't have these questions.
Yeah.
Black people wouldn't be up in arms in that area talking about another black person has been shot and killed, more than likely unarmed and didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah,
that's why majority of people in the black community think the cops are out to get them.
Yeah, that's why she's actually in the video when the cops trying to arrest her. She's actually screaming for help.
Yeah. If this mom or anybody with a conscience or IQ higher than 3, after you see this video, you know what happened.
Yeah.
If I saw Keith do this, pull a gun, refuse arrest, run around the car, screaming help, one of his flip-flops fall off, and he pulls a gun, a 22, and shoots 2 times, like, damn.
Yeah, she actually
I'm
shot
not
going to
be saying, damn, Keith, man, how did you miss? He was right there. I won't be saying, I'm saying, damn, Keith, what are you doing? Stop.
Yeah. I mean, you know? She actually shot the cop first. That cop actually took a bullet first before he returned fire, when he could have actually just shot her up just when you seen her reach for the gun.
Yeah. That cop is very lucky to be alive. He let that girl go inside of her purse, in and out of that car. She had so many opportunities to shoot and kill that man.
Yeah, but for black people to see, if you're looking at this video, don't you feel like you're being exploited?
Yeah, don't you feel like you're being used? Don't you feel like you're being lied to? I mean, I hate to see anyone lose their life, but you see why she lost her life. Yeah. She shot a police officer, I think, more than once. She definitely shot him once. I think it was more than 2 times.
Yeah.
I mean, and on top of that, that gun that she had, was it registered? I mean, the way she's behaving, I'm pretty sure that gun was not registered. I'm pretty sure that damn weapon, the serial number was fired
off. It makes you think how many bodies is on that gun.
Yeah.
I mean, how are you going to shoot a police officer?
Yep.
I mean, I know you're going to jail. You don't want to go to jail, so you shoot him?
Yeah. I mean, it's your fault you got pulled over. It's your fault that you in this predicament. That cop is just doing his job.
The cop didn't pull you over because, ooh, look,
there's
a black woman in there. I know she's good for something. He ran the tags. There was outstanding felony warrants on that vehicle.
Right. You get out of the car, shot the guy more than once, I think.
Well, he finds drugs on her.
Yeah. I mean.
And I'm just saying, this reason why I did this video is so black people see this. Y'all probably going to say, nah, he still didn't have to shoot her. I'm sure y'all going to say something. Y'all going to find some kind of excuse. But y'all being played. Y'all being pimped, manipulated, exploited. Yeah. And they're using black people's deaths to exploit you.
They should. You saw what happened. If you pull a deadly weapon on a police officer, if you refuse arrest, you're going to put your life in danger, especially if the cop feels like his life is in danger.
I mean, the cop
was more than patient with this woman.
Yeah, he could have actually kept shooting once he was on the ground. He could have just lit that car up.
Yeah. The threat was still that he could have kept shooting until his gun was empty. Yeah. That woman could have drove over him easily. He cared more about that woman's life than that woman actually cared about his life.
No, she's like, she saw that.
From the video,
You can make that conclusion. Yeah. He cared more about that black woman's life than she cared about his life and her very own life.
Yeah. He cared more about her life and his own life.
Yeah.
He had more care for her life than his own.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't going to try to hit him with that car. You saw how big that dude was?
She'd have totaled that damn car.
Yeah. He'd been just fine, too.
That'd been like hitting a damn moose. That'd been like hitting a damn elephant.
That was a big boy.
Yeah.
If she would have drove over him, that car would have went up in the air like he was driving over a dam.
That damn car would have went up in the air.
That car would have went up in the air and turned over on its side.
Yeah, it was a big boy, man.
Thank God he's alive.
Yeah. Thank God she didn't try to run over him because she'd have told her that damn car.
Yeah, but I don't know why he was so nice to her. I'm thinking it was that damn sensitivity training, that diversity training.
Yeah. It's a damn shame that local media was exploiting his woman's daughter's death. Like
exploited
that.
A woman, exploited her daughter's death. They're exploiting black people in general.
Yeah.
Man, that shit crazy as hell. And y'all call me a damn Uncle Tom.
Yeah, you the one being used. I'm a free man over here. You need to start thinking for yourself. Stop asking these stupid-ass questions. My God, my daughter, being so defensive, saying my daughter's a good girl, why does she have to? Man, she shot a cop. She refused arrest.
Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help.
Here's a man who started from nothing.
Built a great company, great products.
Have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products, and just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They're banning him on social media.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah. In this country, he's a man of principle. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm-hmm. And just because he has different political opinions, big tech wants him to go away. But we're not going to let that happen on our channel.
They want to crush this business, too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HOGSTWINS. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah.
We take care of our patriots in this country.
It's a damn show.
Yeah.
Don't forget, go to OfficialHOGSTWINS.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble and follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to OfficialHoggsTwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.
Yeah.